Welcome to the Patient Experience Podcast. I'm John Cook, Chief Client Officer with Professional Recovery Consultants, and I have the honor of hosting this podcast. We will be discussing patient experience and its importance to healthcare providers, to patients, and to family members. We'll be doing a host of interviews with different professionals from the healthcare arena: healthcare administrators, nurses, nursing directors, front-end people, the entire healthcare team, to talk about how important this is and what they are doing in their particular institution. Today I'm interviewing Claire Klein. She is the former chief nursing officer with Appalachian Regional Healthcare System and currently is now a part of the School of Nursing at Lees McRae College in Banner Elk. So let's welcome Claire Klein. Claire, good afternoon and thank you for joining me today. I'm doing very good. You know, I certainly appreciate you joining us as we talk about patient experience. And the reason I call on you is because you were the cup of cold water to myself, my mother, and their family as she spent her last days in the healthcare system where you were serving as chief nursing officer. So what you did for your for me and for mom and for our family will always be remembered. So thank you so much.
Enjoyed having your mother, as we do all of our patients. So I appreciate your kind words.
One of the things that really stood out to me and the patient experience she had was not just that moment, but also moments, you know, throughout in the days before that, because she would tell the nurses, "I love you," and they would say, "I love you." And it was, it sticks in your heart, and it you never forget things like that. Do you feel, though, Claire, that nurses still have that compassion today?
Well, you know, John, I do feel that way. I think nurses, there's something very special at the core of why people choose to go into nursing. And I think that choice is relevant today just as it was years ago from the very beginning with Florence Nightingale. But yes, I think they demonstrate compassion. They want to do the right thing for their patients. They literally climb mountains sometimes to get to their patients. We had a recent event here, I guess in the last month or so, where there was a lot of flooding in the area, and there was a nurse who actually had to get out of her car and climb a hill to get into work her shift that night because she knew the area was impacted by the flooding and that some of her coworkers might not make it in. So she really had that desire and drive to get to work so that she could provide care to people who needed her. So again, yeah, I think the answer is yes. Nurses are compassionate. They care. They want to have relationships with their patients.
I totally agree. And when I think back, even as being a patient, you know, even in a physician office, the care and love there is strong. And people really, I don't think they understand just what the nurses are doing for the patients. Do you think there is any situations that in hospitals or physician groups that the nurse has to actually make the patient experience right? Maybe something happened prior to the patient getting up on the floor. Do you find situations that they have to almost do some remedy of a situation before that?
Right, like service recovery.
Yes, that's the exact words.
Times where nurses, where something doesn't quite go right, either the patient or the patient's family member is not satisfied with their care, and nurses need to respond to that. And they do that in different ways. Sometimes it's simply a matter of clarifying the event and communicating with the patient and family about what happened. Sometimes it's enlisting the aid of other disciplines in the organization, like might be physicians that need to be brought in to help with explanations so that patients and families understand what's going on. Sometimes it's simply a matter of we sent them the wrong meal, and we need to make that right. So,
yeah.
But yeah, there are different events that do occur from time to time where extra attention needs to be given to service recovery, is what I call it.
And that happens a lot.
More often than we would like, but you know, we are working in systems that are managed and managed by humans, and humans do make mistakes. So I think it's really important for organizations to recognize that humans make mistakes, look at the systems that might have contributed to the mistake, and then make every effort to make that mistake right, to explain what happened, be transparent, and apologize if necessary.
They do. And, you know, something I'm finding more important today is that the patient understands what's going to happen, or, you know, why are you giving me this injection, or why is this happening? And that makes all the difference in the world. And I know a nurse has to juggle a lot of schedules, you know, waiting for physicians to make their rounds and trying to keep everything together and provide the good information that the patient expects. But I want to tell you something that I am noticing, and I'm hearing a lot of our clients talk to us. With the new insurance that has higher deductible plans, so you may go in the hospital and end up with an out-of-pocket at $5,000, when maybe
right.
10 years ago that would have been $700. And I think people are really, really expecting better care because they are paying more out of their pocket. Clarence, like, you know, you get tax refunds for several years, and then one year you realize you've got to pay a big amount to the Internal Revenue Service, and then suddenly you feel like, well, I need to take a bigger part in government and government spending. So I feel like patients and family members are expecting more. Would you agree?
They do expect to receive the value. Some may call it value. I like to call it quality. They want to receive that quality that's expected, has always been expected. That's never changed. But I think the fact that the dollars have increased, the impact in dollars on the patient family side has tended to heighten their awareness and heighten their expectations. You mentioned something about patients being involved in their care, and I really, I think that's a plus in our healthcare system today. I love the fact that patients and families want to be involved and want to know, because they're not going to be able to manage their own care once they get out of the hospital if they don't have that level of knowledge and awareness. But yeah, back to your question. Yes, I do think that there's a heightened expectation that the healthcare system deliver excellent care.
What challenges do you think nurses face today in making the challenges that a nurse will face today as they're making the patient experience right, and as you said, service recovery, and actually providing five-star compassion?
You know, well, there are just so many challenges. try to narrow it down, but I guess when I think about that, I think about patient acuity, which means how sick patients are. So
right.
We're seeing patient acuity levels rise to the extent that we've never seen before. So this requires a level of knowledge and education that we're working on from the academic standpoint to increase in our nursing staff, but also it requires more nurses,
yes,
not less.
Yes.
So workload and staffing are, I would say, if you ask a nurse, that would be probably their top responses as well. These are definite challenges that impact the way nurses can relate to patients. If the nurse is stressed and has a lot going on her particular shift, lots of very critically ill patients and not enough staff to support, then that patient experience may suffer a bit because the nurse will be stretched and he or she will not feel like they are able to spend the time that they want to spend. Nurses like to hold hands. They like to wipe the forehead with a washcloth. They like
right.
to sit with their patients. And, you know, time is just so valuable and stressed sometimes that that can't happen. So that impacts patient experience. I would also say that it's really important for healthcare organizations to have systems in place that fully support nursing staff. Sometimes we don't always see that support. Organizations may think they are supporting, but the message is that there are other priorities perhaps that might be a little more important that take dollars and away from the direct caregivers in supporting enough staff and other things for nurses. Sometimes we see staff in hospitals working in what I call silos, which rather than approaching patient care from a team standpoint, we have nurses in a silo, and we may have respiratory therapists in a silo, we might have dietitians in a silo, pharmacists, so that they're not coming together as a team. I will say that over the years I've seen more effort for team collaboration to occur, and because we know that care coordination is so very important, and we can't be successful at patient care if we're not bringing all our disciplines together to manage that care.
But
there's just a few that pop in my mind.
Yeah, and I noticed that with my mother's care. There was a team of people that discussed mom's care, and I would actually go to those meetings. And we had, you know, a dietitian, a nurse, a social worker, and they were touching on everything. They were touching on what I expected, and I think, of course, mom suffered from dementia, but what she would expect. And as it got closer to the end, they were respecting our wishes, and they made it happen. And the most important thing is we talked about it. We talked mm-hmm. openly about it, and with that, we got a lot of answers. Claire, you're now serving as director of the School of Nursing at Lees McRae College. I'd like to ask you this question. Do you teach patient experience to nursing students?
Well, let me just a point of clarification. My role now is the director for the RN to BSN completion program, which is part of the School of Nursing at Lees McRae.
Yes.
And yes, we do include patient experience as part of our topics in our curriculum. We consider that contemporary nursing issues.
Yeah.
And also part of the professional nurse's responsibility to make sure that patient experience is included in the professional nurse's responsibility, and that it's looked at as a measure of quality as well.
You know, I noticed today that hospitals are creating. There's so much competition for hospitals now. You can turn the television on during the evening news and have an advertisement, an ad for Novant Health and then Carolina's healthcare system and Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. And there's constant competition for that. And I think they must have this great patient experience to be able to keep those patients coming back. And
true. And you know, I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Now, what I was going to say is over the years, our efforts to enhance and manage patient experience has become more and more public. In other words, the Affordable Care Act requires that hospitals report their patient experience metrics.
Yes.
Regularly. And so any member of the public, if they're researching a hospital, has access to this information online.
Yes.
Where they can go and they can look at patient experience, they can look at other quality measures as well. So it's very transparent, which is a good thing. You know, the public wants to know the kind of care that's being perceived as given at various hospitals.
Patient care scores are not good. Then, unfortunately, Medicare reimbursements decrease.
Right.
And that's an overall effect. I know that seeing the programs at hospitals and physician groups, healthcare providers are putting together to improve patient experience, it's got to be a complete buy-in. And if the person enters the hospital and the first person they meet, whether it is a admissions representative, whether it's a switchboard operator, that first impression is going to make a difference. And it's going to go all the way through the entire patient hospitalization. If there's a bad experience on the front end, then the nurses that we're discussing are going to have to do service recovery. And I don't care. Sometimes I think, I don't care how much that nurse does to care for that patient, they still have in their mind their first experience that still sticks in their mind.
Every staff person that works in the hospital, whether they are part of the what we call direct patient care staff, or they work in an office all day long.
Yeah, right.
The whole mission and vision of the organization from the top down needs to be about care that is centered around patients and their families.
Yes.
In fact, our favorite term in the academic world is patient-centered care, but I'm hearing now some discussion related to that, and in fact, where it should be more human-centered, because patient-centered denotes sort of like a standardized approach to care, whereas human denotes more holistic, a holistic look at the patient.
Yes.
And their experience and their environment and what they bring to them when they come to the hospital. I like that, human-centered care.
Yeah. If a person has a bad experience, what's the first thing they do? They tell about it. They share it.
Oh, and I've seen statistics about that. I think they tell, a whole lot of people.
People are very, let's just put it gently, people are very vocal about it. Claire, I recognize you as not only a friend and a colleague, but I recognize you as a great leader and healthcare executive and administrator. So I want to ask you one closing question, because I think this is important to ask people who I interview. How do you lead? What sets you apart as a leader?
Well, that's wish you could ask somebody that has worked with me to describe how I lead. But so instead of answering that question, what I'd like to say is what I admire in leaders.
Oh, yeah.
And what I admire, what I look for in leaders is that they are authentic, that they have enough self-awareness about themselves that they are able to admit that they've made a mistake, they apologize, they move on. I like to work with leaders who demonstrate humility, who also recognize that they are not the experts in every single aspect of their sphere of influence, that they that they hire people and work with people who, by the nature of their expertise, are the experts. And so that recognition and support for the staff and the people that they work with is important to me as a leader. I what else would I say? I think I would like to work with leaders who have a clear vision for where they want to go and that they're able to articulate that to the staff so that their staff understands what their purpose is. Sometimes we get, we have so many competing priorities that it's difficult to articulate what the purpose is, but it, you know, for nursing staff in particular, if we can just remind ourselves as nurses that the reason we're here is to deliver human-centered care, then the vision becomes crystal clear.
That's, yeah, absolutely.
So those are a few things that I admire and look for in leaders.
It is. Claire, thank you for being a great leader, and thank you for talking with me today, and I hope we can have the chance to do this again.
Well, Don, thank you for inviting me, and I've enjoyed sticking with you as well.
Thank you, Claire. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for listening today, and I look forward to talking again about patient experience.